Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. How are you? This is Therese, and we're doing a show tonight, and it's all about miracles. And I really feel that we, as a group of people here, wherever you are, I'm in South Florida, we're looking for miracles, right? And we love miracles. So I'm going to share a miracle with you. How about that? And like I said, my name's Therese. And how many of you have experienced a miracle before? It doesn't matter if you have or you haven't. I'm going to give you one. So it's about health, right, too, as well. We all want good health, and we all – sometimes you're like, oh, I'll take better care of myself. I'll do things better. But you know what I love about health? God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, all the angels usually give you another chance, I think. So I started a podcast, you know, a few years ago, and tonight I want to do it about when you find out something hard about your health or devastating, how do you get through it, and how do you overcome it, and how do you stand up and know you're going to be okay? That's a miracle, right? That's what I think. Anyway, so on that note, how does that work with what's going on? I love God. I know a lot of us do, and God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. So I got really sick last week, actually with my diabetes, and I don't usually get sick with it, but I did. And so I went to the doctor late one night, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor, took me in. He started looking at me and examining me, and he told me, he says, you're really sick, Therese. He said, he goes, I'm going to have to admit you. And it turned out I had ketoacidosis, and I've had it before one other time, but I got it because it doesn't matter. I didn't mean to get it. I got it. And long story short, what did I do? Well, one of the things that I did was I said, God, I need your help. And I said, I need you to help me get through this. And I need you to help me know what to do, because I wasn't quite sure, right? You know, you got this illness and God's there. And so what I did is I said, God, please just help me get through it. And so I'm going to share you the backstory with this miracle, if that's okay. I like I said, I believe in God, and so I, back in 2019, sorry, I'm going to start, it's so loud here, hold on one second, back in 2019, I was living with a guy, we just moved in together, and we're sitting on the bed, and a friend of ours had just had a stroke. And I told him, I said, I don't want to ever have a stroke. He says, neither do I. And I've always talked to God. You know, I know you guys, a lot of you guys do. And he said, I don't want to die of a stroke. And I said, neither do I. And I heard God's voice. God talks audible sometimes to me, sometimes not. Then he said, you're not going to have a stroke. He goes, but you will have a heart attack. Now, this is in 2019. I was like, well, that's not fun. So, long story short, I just didn't pay too much attention to it. I mean, I said, well, I made a point to ask God. I said, if I have a heart attack and I need to do something, then let me know. So he told me that it would happen, and it would happen when it did. And he told me that the time period. And so what I did was, it was that time period, and I got really sick. And I had to go look at, you know, and this week I had to see the doctor. I was in there, and they found that I had all these, heart disease, and that my veins were blocked. And so anyway, a long story short about that, they told me that my veins were blocked. And that, what did I need to do? And so I was upset, right? Because I only found out a couple of days ago. So long story short, I'm going to have heart surgery tomorrow. and vein surgery, and I'm going to clean up my veins, and I'm going to be okay. And my doctor, I've seen so many doctors, my doctor says, you're going to be great. And he says, you're going to be able to run faster. He goes, did you ever have any pain? And I never had chest pain or anything like that. So sometimes you don't know. But I tell you what I do know is that God told me that I was going to be okay. And so I'm going to say this to you. If you, you know, God will tell you whatever you need to know. I promise you, you just got to be willing to listen. And sometimes I think that's the hardest thing to do is to listen. So long story short, I have got heart surgery tomorrow, open heart surgery. Doesn't that sound like a big thing? And I know I'm going to be okay because that's what I got in the vision that I got a few years ago. And I'm going to live happy, and I'm going to live with love and joy, and I'm going to serve God, and I'm going to help as many people as I can. So that's my goal, because I want to help people with type 1 diabetes, and I've met a few of them, and I'm working with them now as well. So that's good. So I've got a plan here, and it's developing even more, and so I want to help anybody I can. So that's the deal. So I got a miracle here because the miracle is that I've got help. And the second miracle is that I've got a calling that I found that I was supposed to do. And the third miracle is that I'm on my way. And God is really working with me and helping me. So I know my purpose, and I think that's important. And I'm not going to die. Well, I will eventually, but not like this. And I'm so grateful that God has given me, opened a door that I told my dad, I said, listen, if it was up to me to open that door, I wouldn't have done it. And I said, God made sure that I knew that I needed to get help. And I'm super grateful for that, because if he hadn't nudged me, I wouldn't have went to go get some help. And I did, because I needed to. And so, you know, just trust God will always lead you in the right direction. That's what I feel. So on that note, if I can do anything to help anybody, please let me know. I like working with type 1s. I like working with people in general. And we can have a lot of fun and helping people. Really, we can. So that's my goal. I am also, there's a couple of things I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking about being a type 1 diabetes educator. Because I think I do that really well. I know a lot about the illness because I've had it for 49 years, right? And so, and I've got a colleague like I'm sure you do. And if you need help with anything, you let me know. But I will do something about finding your calling. I think I'm going to do that in the next week. So I'll let you know when that is, and you can be a part of that. Wouldn't you like to know your calling? Make sure you're doing what you want to do. And make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do, and make sure you're getting, making a living with it so you can enjoy it. So I just got that I was supposed to do that. So anyway, you guys, I hope that helps you. Please pray for me. As I said, my surgery is tomorrow, and I've got, I think, three or four. I can't even remember now. It sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But, I'm going to get better. My vessels are going to get better. My doctor told me today, he goes, you're going to run better. You wait and see. And I love running. Yeah, I talked about that with you guys. I know some of you do too as well. So anyway, that's my story. And I'm just grateful to God that he opened the door for me, that I was able to walk in and find out with ease and grace. And anyway, I love all you guys. And let's keep each other accountable by working from passion and finding what we're here to do and loving what we're here to do. Okay? Anyway, God bless everybody. I will talk to you soon, and please pray for me tonight with my surgery. Okay? And not only tonight, but, you know, pray for me in this next little bit if you don't mind. That's what I would like if you don't mind. All right, everybody, take care. God bless, and I'll see you soon.